Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Wednesday, the 23rd of July. The general synopsis at 1800, low South Faroes 1004, slow moving, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s, variable 3 or less at first in Viking and north 40s, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, 4th, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in 4th, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps thundery later in Dogger, good, occasionally moderate in Tyne and poor in Dogger. Fisher, German Bight, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in southeast German Bight, then veering northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 in Fisher. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, northwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, White, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northwesterly 4 or 5 later in West White. Showers, perhaps becoming thundery, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northeast. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Fitzroy, Seoul, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later in far southeast of Fitzroy. Becoming variable 3 or less in far west. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in east. Good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in North Irish Sea. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in Lundy and Fastnet, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in southeast Malin, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Shannon and Rockall. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey, west or northwest, backing southwest later in Bailey, 3 to 5. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 in southeast Iceland. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 2, 2 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 3, recent drizzle, 2 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south southwest 2, fog, 200 metres, 1009, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest 3, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1010, rising. Aberdeen, northwest by north 2, 22 miles, 1010, rising. Lucas, west southwest 3, mist, 3 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Boomer, northwest by west 2, more than 38 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by north 1, 1010, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 5, 11 miles, 1013. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 4, 1013, rising slowly. Jersey, west 2, 32 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 4, 11 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 2. Recent rain, 9 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 2, 35 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Aberporth, west by north 2, more than 38 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by west 2, 14 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by west 4, 8 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Valencia, north-northwest 2, 7 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north-northwest 2, mist, 3 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Malinhead, west by north 3, mist, 4 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, west-northwest 3, mist, 4 miles, 1013, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: the United Kingdom will lie in a showery northwesterly airflow during the next 24 hours. However, pressure will gradually rise from the west, and as a consequence, the showers will die out in western areas during Wednesday evening and Wednesday night. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west or northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 at times. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming northwest 4 later near Rattray Head. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwest veering north for a time, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northerly or northwesterly later and increasing 5 at times in far north. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then occasionally 4 later. Showers developing, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, north or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Isle of Man, west or northwest, 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 in far south, but increasing 6 at times later in North Channel. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in North Channel. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west or northwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first and 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or southwest, 3 or 4, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches developing in far north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in far north. Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest, 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. As we prepare to pull down the shutters on another day of broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4, I can tell you that about to get underway over on BBC Radio 4 Extra is another comedy mystery for Daunton Dervish. Imelda Staunton and Anna Massey star in South of the Border. Radio 4 joins the World Service in a moment for Business Matters. We return at 5 a.m. when Jane Steele will be back in this chair to introduce a fresh day of programmes. Until then, this is Richard Evans heading off home, and on behalf of all of us here at BBC Radio 4 and everyone working through the night at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night. Nostar. Good night.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israel has acknowledged there's been a significant drop in the amount of aid reaching Palestinians in Gaza, but insists the military has not identified famine in the territory. Officials described as propaganda an assertion by the Hamas-run health ministry that more than 30 people had died of malnutrition in the past 3 days. Here's our international editor, Jeremy Bowen.
This is a society in Gaza, the remains of a society, which is at the end of its tether with all reserves gone. Now, Israel claims that millions of meals have been distributed by their distribution network, but clearly they're not getting to the people, and clearly there is a massive problem there of hunger. Israel denies that it's using food as a weapon of war, which is a war crime, but the evidence suggests the opposite.
Syria's defense minister says the government will investigate reports of atrocities carried out by people in military fatigues in the predominantly Druze city of Suweida. Druze communities accuse Syrian government forces of siding with Bedouins during sectarian clashes and summarily executing Druze civilians. John Donison has visited Suweida's city's hospital, where eyewitnesses say they saw government forces killing patients.
When we got to that hospital, the first thing that struck me was the stench, and there was clear evidence of what looked like a mass killing. There were body bags lined up in the hospital car park, decomposing in the baking sun. We heard from the doctors there that last Wednesday, government forces had come to the hospital and said they were there to enforce a ceasefire, and they had just started shooting the patients, the young and the old.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has signed a new law which critics say removes the independence of two key anti-corruption